Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports. Got another Dream Team athlete. This one's a little extra special. It's Emma Nichols of Hillsboro, our softball athlete of the year, softball player of the year, as voted on by the area coaches. So not only making Dream Team, but coaches thought that Emma Nichols was the best talent that this entire regional radio listening area has. So congratulations to her on that front as she joins us here. And Emma, like I said, congratulations to you. What's it feel like to be on Dream Team for a third time and to have that Player of the Year attached to it?
Pretty good. I mean, I've been working pretty hard, I feel like, and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm thankful.
Yeah, when you first found out, kind of what was your initial reaction? Did you have to kind of look twice sort of thing, or what, you know, what was your reaction to it?
Yeah, I mean, there is so many good softball athletes in our area. I mean, Kelsey Boyd hit however many home runs, I forget, so many. And then Abby Rickerman from Festus and Abby Chips, like, she's also really great. Like, there's just so many in this area, and I'm just so blessed to have gotten picked over them.
Yeah, and I mean, you pitched to a lot of them, of course, being the number one for Coach Lucas and the Hillsboro softball squad. You really had a pretty eventful 4 years at Hillsboro. Like I said, three times on Dream Team. Now you have this Player of the Year accomplishment. You're going to be continuing your softball career at Mizzou. You had power. You had speed from your pitches. I mean, you were just an all-around great talent with a lot of great accomplishments. Does it all feel real to you, or what?
It's starting to come around. Like, I'm feeling like it's more real, just because it's getting closer to like our fall season. But yeah, like, I graduation came around and I was like, what the heck? Like, this just doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem like I should be graduating already.
But now it's sort of settling in, as I understand you're up, you're actually at Mizzou right now and sort of getting your feet wet up there. Why don't you tell the folks back here in the regional radio listening area kind of what you're up to this summer as you get ready for your first year at Mizzou?
Yeah, so I'm just taking some summer classes, and we're training with the our trainers here at Mizzou, and yeah. That's pretty much it, just getting a feel for the campus and a little bit of the atmosphere. I mean, it's nothing, it's probably nothing going to be like fall, but yeah.
What are your thoughts at this moment about Mizzou?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. And it's, I don't know, I feel like I'm busy all day long, and then I'm just keeping myself busy. I don't really ever have any downtime. So the days just go by so much faster. It's crazy.
Like I said, a very eventful 4 years at Hillsboro. This year specifically, first team All-State, first team All-Region, first team All-District, first team All-Conference. You were also Conference Co-Player of the Year. You hit almost 600 for crying out loud, and your ERA was under 2 by season's end. And you were a big reason, you and Kelsey, why Hillsboro got to the Final Four in the state tournament this past fall. So how do you honestly put all of these accomplishments in perspective for someone, you know, as young as you are?
I don't know. I mean, with the state thing, I know going into it, especially the seniors and me and Kelsey were like, we have to keep going, just because Hillsboro has never made it to state before. They've never even made it past the quarterfinals game, I think. Like, it was just awesome to be able to do that with that team, because we bonded. And we were all so close. It was great.
What's really kind of neat is last year, Carly Sanders, as you know, was also a Dream Team softball player of the year. And so you and her, you know, share that accomplishment in common. Did Carly find out and congratulate you? How did your teammates react to sort of how did that all happen?
Oh, yeah. All the former softball players were all texting us, just telling us to keep going and don't stop. It was pretty awesome.
Another thing that I failed to mention is you were a part of a team last year, your junior year, that set the Missouri state record all time for most home runs in a season by a team. And I talked to Kelsey Boyd about that, and you know, she said it was a pretty awesome experience. What was it like for you to be a part of that, and you know, just to know that your name will be associated with that for as long as that record stands?
Oh, it's great. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't want it any other way. Like, with that group of girls last year that were on the team that set the record, like, it's a great accomplishment for us.
I want to talk a little bit about your numbers, because obviously they're the ones that stand out and what the area coaches see. And you know, there's a different feel for, you know, how good an athlete is when you're actually on the field than just looking at the stats. But some people don't need to see you on the field to realize your talent with your .560 batting average, your 10 home runs, your sub 2 ERA, your win-loss record, your strikeouts, runs scored, runs driven in, your slugging percentage above 1,000. When you look at those numbers, have you surprised yourself at this point, or are you kind of expecting that and maybe even expecting to do better?
This year, I feel like I expected a lot out of myself, like, and especially at the end of the year and how we finished. I was, like, happy with how we finished, but I still feel like I could have done better. But I feel like that's really like that with everyone. Like, everyone always thinks, No one's ever satisfied. So, yeah, I wasn't satisfied with my ending numbers. I feel like I could have done a little bit better.
Well, that is the mindset of a winner, isn't it, Emma? That never quite satisfied with what you're able to do. I know you made the commitment to Mizzou pretty early, and I'm sure we've had discussions about it before, but just to refresh my mind and a lot of people's minds, why Mizzou? Why them?
So as a kid, I have always gone to Mizzou football games, Mizzou softball games. Like, that's just what all I've done growing up. And I don't know, I think, like, when I started this recruiting process, I always wanted to go to Mizzou. Like, I love the school. I love the town, the atmosphere. Like, everything just feels like home. And I don't know, I really wanted to play for my state, I guess. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
I get what you're putting down. Obviously, you're going to carry with you lots of memories both on and off the field with your time at Hillsborough as you get ready for Mizzou. But if you would mind just share with us some of those on the field and off the field experiences that really stick out in your mind as I ask you the question here now.
I think something that I'll never forget is, like, going to state, and especially like the little things, like not even playing, but just like the ride up there and like the traveling part of it, and like all of us just bonding, I guess. And Coach Lucas, he was also a big factor in that. Like, you know, just love spending time with everyone and, you know, making little memories that just you'll never forget.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. As you mentioned, no Hillsborough softball team had ever gotten as far as you guys did, getting to the Final Four at the state softball tournament there. And I know you guys took fourth place, and as you said, you did great things, but obviously not satisfied with the end result there at state. But certainly something for you guys to remember and for other teams to sort of build on. And as we, you know, as we wrap up your final, I guess your final official interview as a high school athlete, as we're speaking here to Emma Nichols of Hillsborough, as you, you know, think back on your time and move forward to Mizzou, who are the people that you're going to take with you on this ride through college as well?
Definitely my family and my friends. I mean, they've always, especially my family, they've been there for me, like, all 4 years, especially through high school. I mean, like, and since I was little, but especially through high school, they've been there for me. And always been to all my games, always there cheering me on, and just my, like, support system. And then also all my coaches leading up to Mizzou. Like, I know they're always going to be there for me if I ever need anything.
All right, very well. Well, Emma Nichols, thanks for the entertaining 4 years you had on KJF and on the softball field and on regional radio in general. You know, it was fun to get out there and see a pitch and hit and all that stuff and see the success that you and the Hillsborough Hawks had this past fall. So congratulations on all those fronts to you, and best of luck at Mizzou.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Emma Nichols, our Dream Team Softball Player of the Year, representing the Hillsborough Hawks one last time.